nothing too sad.
Just a little something that'll make you glad. When bop, 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 bop.
Well, I saw a girl walking down the street. I wouldn't call her pretty, I wouldn't call her sweet. I just call her something cool.
So cool.
She said, love daddy, be my love, love you calling. But she forgot, you know, you're something cool.
So cool.
Called the Academics, song called Something Cool. Hope that's what we can play for you today, Something Cool. That song came out in 1958 on the Elmont label, E-L-M-O-N-T. Runs about $60 or so, maybe a little bit less if you want a copy of that and go looking for it. Real nice sound by them. So, and that's what we're going to play today. We got a little doo-wop, a little group harmony show today. A lot of stuff from the mid to late 50s, a little bit into the early 60s. I don't think, thinking about it right off the top of my head, I don't think there's anything from like 64 on. But anyway, it'll be a fun show. A lot of good doo-wop and group harmony stuff. So, but thanks for joining here on BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to go right back now. We got a group called The Enchanters going to get us started, the DeMilles, and then the Silhouettes. So here we go right now with The Enchanters from 1957, a song called There Goes.
There she goes.
Yes, you're right up on top now. Yes, and you want to be free. You feel you're much too good. Yes, much too good for somebody like me. I'm sad and I'm lived ill. Yes, and I haven't got a dime. But I praise my friends that I found you on time.
A pretty girl, there goes. A pretty girl, there goes. A lovely girl, there goes. A fine girl, I'm gonna make her mine.
Well, I tell all you lonely people,
my baby and daddy's all.
There goes a pretty girl. There goes a lovely girl.
There goes a fine girl. I'm gonna make her mine.
Thank you.
tell me we are through.
Well, as I was fishing in a little pond, and I heard a racket, it sounded to me like an old quartet. But I didn't know who had it. I moved behind a real tall pine, and from my hiding place there was a fish, a turtle, a little mosquito,
and the big bullfrog sang day.
There was a big bullfrog sang day.
The
song they sang was very good, and much to my surprise, they did a routine down by the stream while they harmonized. So I decided to write a tune, so I can go to waste about the fish, the turtle, the little mosquito,
and the big bullfrog sang day.
Well, the song they sang was very good, and much to my surprise, they did a routine down by the stream while they harmonized. So I decided to write a tune, so I can go to waste about the fish, the turtle, the little mosquito,
and the big bullfrog sang the
oh, la 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 la
la la la la la la la 20th Century is the label, 20th Fox is the label that came out on in 1960, same group that did the big hit, Get a Job, so that's a little bit later, but real good sound by the Silhouettes. Before that, the DeMille's, Cry and Be On My Way, 1964 on the Laurie label. Laurie put out a lot of good stuff, all kind of good music, and I always look for a Laurie label and see what it sounds like. Now, that particular record there runs you three figures. It could push $150, $200 going out looking for a copy like that. But real good sound by the DeMille's. That's spelled D-E-M-I-L-L-E-S. Then the Enchanters got us started with There Goes, 1957 on the Coral label. That's one of the labels that had a lot of good stuff on it also. Of course, Buddy Holly and his Crickets played a lot of stuff on the Coral label, but real good sound by them, the Enchanters. That one will run you a little bit of money, too. That one's around $100 or so, maybe a little bit less. Depends on the condition. but real good sound by the Enchanters. Playing some doo-wop and group harmony today, so hope you're enjoying the show. And don't forget the ladies. You know, we had a discussion a while back with some guys that are my doo-wop mentors here in Birmingham, and the question was brought up, is there a true doo-wop girl group? You know, and it depends on who you talk to, because a lot of doo-wop people think you've got to have that bass in there, and that brings out a lot of good sounds when you do the bass. And the women just didn't have the bass sound unless they had a guy in the group, which did happen in some sense. But anyway, we're going to play some ladies that they in the background, you can hear them doing the doo-wops and the shoe-bangs and the woo-wahs and whatever. So, but we'll call that doo-wop for today's show anyway. We're going to get started with a group right now. Shirley Gunter and the Queens, and they had a song called Oop Shoop, and came out in 1954, and it charted on the R&B labels, went up to number 8, and the Crew Cuts did a version of that. This song was written by Shirley Gunter, who sings for the Queens, and then the Crew Cuts released it, and it went to number 13 on the pop label, pop charts, so 1954 also. But anyway, we're going to get started with Shirley Gunter and the Queens, then we're going to do the Fascinations, and then Dion. So right now we got Oop Shoop, Shirley Gunter and the Queen.
Oh, you'll always remain in my heart. I got the blues, I got the blues over you. When nighttime starts till that daytime breaks, I get the blues, honey, and I'll tell you what it takes. When the one you love ain't with you no more, you go to pieces, baby, and it's just no cure from the blues. Oh, yeah, the blues, I got the blues. Well, one more time, baby. Oh, just a hope, one more time, and I won't have them anymore. One more kiss, honey. Oh, just a kiss, those tender lips of yours. One more time, and I'll lose all of those blues. I'll lose all of those blues. Yeah, they'd be gone.
Yeah, you know, well, the good thing about groups in the late 50s into the 60s. I Got the Blues, Dion and the Belmonts. That came off the LP presenting Dion and the Belmonts on a label I've already mentioned today, the Laurie label. So they did a lot of their early stuff there on that Laurie label. But that's I Got the Blues. Before that, The Fascinations, Who Do You Think You Are? Came out in 1960 on the Shure label. If you come across this one, look at the flip side. If the flip side says Midnight, It's about a $50 to $60 record, but if the flip side says It's Midnight, that thing could run up to $200 or more. So I guess that It's Midnight came out first, and then when they released it or put out some more copies, they took the It's off and just left it Midnight. So anyway, that's The Fascinations, Who Do You Think You Are? And Oop Shoot, Shirley Gunter and the Queens. Like I said, 1954, number 8 on R&B charts. So, good sound by Shirley Gunter and the Queens. All right, next we got the Barons going to get us started, then the Flares, and this is spelled F-L-A-I-R-S, and sometimes you'll see it Cornell Gunter and the Flares. You know, there was a F-L-A-R-E-S, I believe, too. So, but anyway, so the Barons, the Flares, and the Sweet Tones, but when you spell it out, is it the Sweet Tones or the Sweet Ones? We'll find out. Anyway, another female group there. So, anyway, here's the Barons with Pledge of a Fool.
It's a pledge, a pleasurable fool.
Oh,
it's a pledge, a pleasurable fool.
Oh,
it's a pledge, a pleasurable fool.
Only please. caress you. In every fair moment I find, then the only plea is guilty for me. In self-defense of peace of mind, I confess that I can't resist you. A desire is more than I can bear. Your love and affection is my only protection from a life of misery and despair. It is wrong to long to possess you. As heaven above knows I do, then the only plea is guilty for me. In self-defense of my heart, I confess that I can't resist you. A desire is more than I can bear. Is my only protection from a life of misery and despair. What if it's wrong to long to possess you? Ooh. As heaven above knows I do, then the
S-W-E-E-T-O-N-E-S, one word. Sweet Tones or Sweet Ones, you decide. Song is called Walk Alone, 1964, girl group sound on the Domain label. And before that, The Flares, Cornell Gunter and The Flares. You'll see some of the, it came on the ABC Paramount label, and some of them say Cornell Gunter and The Flares, and some just says Flares, F-L-A-I-R-S. 1956 was that one, and good sound by them. Cornell Gunter, of course, I've already said Shirley Gunter, so a brother, sister there. They were into a lot of music over the years. And then The Barons, Pledge of a Fool, 1963 on the Epic label. Okay, we got coming up next, we've got the Dandeliers, Joanne Campbell, and the Five Stars. So right now, real good fun song here by the Dandeliers, Chop Chop Boom.
Lord, 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 it's on a man all the time. Chop chop boom, come on, chop. Oh, well, my baby's always saying that chop, chop, boom. But Lord, I can't stand it, don't I lay her sore. Look how funny, no, I can't take it no more. Gonna get in my hat, Lord, and hit the door. I had a talk with my baby, Lord, I tried to find out just what the chopping song was all about. My baby wouldn't tell me, but then she said, you know it always reminds me of a busted head. Cha-cha-boom, when we go on walking like a two-folk show, just about the time that I'm feeling good, she meets a friend she calls her Bessie Mae. Then they get together, you will hear them say,
cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom.
I bet Cadiz has told her a lie. Now they're gone home, just a humming that tune. And I'm left sad with that chop-chop-boom.
Chop-chop-boom, chop-chop-boom.
Lord, 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 it's on the man. All the time, chop-chop-boom.
Chop-chop-boom,
chop-chop-boom.
Bye.
Chicken, 1958. In that same year, it came out on the Note and the Hunt label, and I believe the Note label was the first release. It's worth a couple bucks more, a few bucks more. So I'm thinking it came out first, and then Hunt picked it up and put it out also. But didn't chart, but in fact, not many of these did chart, as you're seeing today. But I think we've only played a couple that did chart. But anyway, the Hunt label and the Note label for this one, the five stars. Eddie My Love, which was a big hit for the Teen Queens. This is Joanne Campbell doing a cover of it in 1961. It came out on the ABC Paramount label. And I played it because I thought it was a real nice cover. And, of course, Joanne did some stuff with she had a real good song with Joanne and Troy later on. But she did some stuff on her own, too. But this was a real good version of that Eddie My Love. Chop Chop Boom, The Dandeliers, 1955, went up to number 10 on the R&B charts. Didn't chart on the pop charts, but a real good song by them. I've always enjoyed that particular song. Okay, let's keep going. We've got the girl group going to get us started called The DeVars, The Tokens, and then The Passions. Right now we've got The DeVars doing a song called Teenager.
He may be short, or he may be tall.
Bye.
Now, that song charted, but it did what we called bubbled under. They have the top 100, and this song only made it to 113. So probably got some airplay wherever the record was recorded. Maybe the people knew of the group, and they were playing in sock hops or something nearby and some of the venues. But anyway, probably somewhere it charted higher than 113, no doubt. But nationwide, just 113. But real good sound by them. I like that song. The Tokens before that, the one that, of course, the group that did The Lion Sleeps Tonight, that was a song called Please Write. Came out in 1963. It also bubbled under. Didn't chart high, but it probably charted like the other one did, somewhere pretty high somewhere. But it only made it to 108 on the charts. But you can hear that token sound. And by now, the Tokens, like all these doo-wop groups, they were swapping people and changing people and losing people and adding people all the time. And by the time the Tokens did this in 63, they were a little different group, but still had that good sound. And before that, a girl group, the DeVars, a little song called Teenager, 1958, on the D-Tone, D-T-O-N-E, D-Tone label. Now, that one books for around $200. You know, go out and try to find a copy of that. You're going to pay a little money for that if it's in good shape. So, but a good girl group sound, a little doo-wop to it, and I like it a lot. Now, they had a song called Boy in Mexico on the Moon. I believe it was the Moon label. I don't have a copy with me right now. But anyway, and that was a real good sound, too, Boy in Mexico. But anyway, that was Teenager, 1958. Okay, we're going to do our double play of the day next, and we're going to start with a girl group called The Hearts and a song that charted on the R&B charts, a song called Lonely Nights. Then we're going to do a little shouting. We've got two songs that talk about shouting. And first, and I'm sure if you're into music back in the day, you know both of these. This is Ernie Maresca, Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. And then we're going to do the Isley Brothers, Shout Part 1 and 2. Part 1 is the only one that charted, and then you flip it over, but they didn't play the flip side that often, but we're going to play that. So double play of the day is going to be about shouting. Ernie Maresca, Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out, and the Isley Brothers, Shout Part 1 and 2. But first, let's go back to a girl group saying a little doo-wop and a song called Lonely Nights by The Hearts.
Please come on. let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on,
shout, shout, knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean.
Shout!
lower now, a little bit lower. That's the Isley Brothers, Shout, Part 1 and 2. That song charted twice. 1959, it went up to number 47 on the pop charts, not the R&B. And then again in 1962, it charted again on the pop charts, not the R&B charts. It went up to number 94. That song never charted on the R&B charts, which is a surprise to me. But real good sound by them and got them started. And, you know, they had done some earlier stuff before this, but just hadn't gotten out there. But then that one hit, and then they became popular on both the pop and the R&B charts with all kind of great sounds and lasted a long, long time on the charts. So that's a song that charted twice, 1959 and 1962. And, of course, it didn't chart in the early 80s, but National Lampoon's Animal House brought it back when another group was on there at the fraternity party singing it. But anyway, good sound. Shout, Shout, Part 1 and 2. And then before that, Shout, Part 1 and 2. Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out was before that, 1962. Went up to number 6 on the pop charts and made it to number 25 on the R&B charts, 1962. Ernie Maresca, and had a big hit there for him. And he wrote a few songs that got out there and charted a lot, but I think that was probably his biggest hit right there, Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. So that's our double play of the day. We're talking about shouting with two different songs about shouting. So, but before that, the girl group, The Hearts, Lonely Nights, 1955, number 8 on the R&B charts for them that year. So good sound by them. Okay, we got coming up Jimmy Wilde, and then we got the Paramounts, and then the Ivy Tones. So right now we've got a song called Crazy Eyes for You, Jimmy Wilde.
I've got crazy eyes for you. Oh yes, my darling dear, indeed, indeed I do. Because I love, love, I love you, oh so true. I've got those crazy eyes for you. I love
sincerely, my dear. Tonight you're 17, you're so young. I'm in love, you're dreaming. You're 17.
You're 17.
And as we walk away, I love to hear them say, there goes a foreign girl that's found their dream. She's such
Baby, 1958, song that didn't chart, but real good sound. I'm sure it got some airplay somewhere. That came out on the Red Top label, and not a real expensive record. If this is the kind of music you like, you can go out there and maybe find a copy at some record show or somewhere or another. And speaking of record show, we'll be having one hopefully before long here in the Birmingham area, so I'll give you more information about that if the virus doesn't keep us from doing it. You know, it canceled the last show we tried to do last August, and we felt it was best not to. We weren't just comfortable doing it, but there's another group here in town that's going to have one in May coming up, and we're going to try to do ours again in August. But we'll give you more information about that as it gets closer. So anyway, Ooh Wee Baby, the Ivy Tones, 1958 on the Red Top label. Before that, the Paramounts, You're 17, 1961 on the Dot label. And that record runs somewhere between $50 and $100, again, depending on the condition you find it in. The Dot label, I would think... you know, you could get one for a good price there. That's not a hard label to find, but depends on how many of these they printed out there. So, and I'll send that out to the ladies. You're 17. Think about it, ladies, being 17, and maybe those guys out there with you still think you are 17. So we'll send that out to you. And then Jimmy Wilde singing a song called Crazy Eyes for You, 1962, and that's on the Chelsea label. And again, not a very expensive record. Real nice sound. Somebody else did that that song too, and I cannot remember right off the top of my head who did it. Seemed like it was a group that did a version of it, and I don't know who had the first version. But anyway, maybe I can find out more about that and let you know later on that one. But anyway, Jimmy Wilde, 1962, Crazy Eyes for You. All right, it's almost time to get out of here. We're going to try to squeeze in some more real quick. Let's do three more. Like this doo-wop and group sound. So let's do some more. El Caprice is going to get us started. Then Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Bobby and Ronald. And then Richie Cordell. So let's do right now a song called Oh, But She Did, the El Caprice.
I met a girl in Georgia. I took her to the city too. Thought she would never leave me, never make me blue.
Pretty baby, but she did.
Run me wild. I brought her all new dresses.
Bow.
Her, they look so sweet.
Bow.
Thought she would never leave me.
Bow.
Cause the love was so complete.
Pretty baby, but she did.
Take
tick tock, tick a tock, tick.
I'm waiting for my baby doll. She's 2 hours late. Now it's almost 10 o'clock. She said she'd be here at 8. But I'm looking at my watch. I wonder how long I must wait. And I hear tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick tock, tick, tick tock,
tick tock, tick tock, tick a tock, tick.
But I'm all dressed up and ready to go. But I wonder if she stood me up. She can't do that to me. Well, now it's almost 11 o'clock. I guess I'll wait and see. Hearing tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick tock, tick. Well, now it's almost 12 o'clock and I'm here in a stew. Should I stay or go back home? I don't know what to do. One thing that I know for sure, that girl and I are through. Still hearing tick-tock, tick, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock,
tick-tock. Richie Cordell, 1962, on the Rory label. I guess you asked how you say that, R-O-R-I, Rory. Record that runs about, I don't know, $75 or so, if you can find it. Paul Simon did some session work with him. I don't know if he was on this particular record or not, but I have heard that he is. But, you know, stories get out there, and they change over years. But anyway, that was Tick Tock, Richie Cordell, 1962. Song that didn't chart. Before that, Bobby and Ronald, You're Mine, All Mine. That was one on the King label. Came out in 1956. And King put out a lot of good stuff. Not, you know, they did all kind of music. Of course, that type right there, the R&B or the doo-wop group sound. And, of course, they even had some good rockabilly that came out on King. So, but King did all kind of good stuff. A lot of R&B and soul stuff later, too. So. And then the El Capris, Oh, But She Did, on the Bullseye label, a group out of Pittsburgh. That song came out in 1956. They also recorded on the Phoebe label, which did a lot of doo-wop stuff and good sounds. So a real good sound by the El Capris. Okay, hope you enjoyed it. A little doo-wop sound today, a little group harmony. And I enjoyed doing this one, and we'll just do it again next time. We'll play some more stuff. I'm going to do a show probably in a couple of weeks. I always end our show with an instrumental, which I'm about to do now, and I'm going to do a show coming up that's nothing but instrumentals. So maybe you'll enjoy that, and but we'll do that in a couple of weeks, and then I got some other ideas coming up. But right now, we're just going to have to get out of here. Thanks for joining us on the BRC Radio Show from Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get out of here with a song called Firewater by Rusty Isabel. Came out in 1959, came on the Brent label. They had a lot of good stuff on that label, too. I don't know that it had any big hits right off the top of my head. I can't think of any, but there may be a couple out there. But they had some real good sound on the Brent label, a lot of Teener stuff, too. This is a real fun instrumental, though I like it a lot, 1959. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.